I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. And while it's on your mind, too, go to aftermath.media, sign up, enter your email. When you sign up, you get a free limited trial of Ground Zero Archives. We have extended that. So check it out. Your 30-day trial is there for you. Limited 30-day trial of aftermath.media. Sign up today. Aftermath.media really helps the show out when you subscribe. It gives us it gives us a reason to eat and to pay our bills. So please sign up for aftermath.media. We really appreciate all your support. Okay, so over the weekend, there were a lot of things I wanted to talk about, I was thinking about, but one thing that really got on my nerves, and no, it's not the Academy Awards because it gets on everybody's nerves every year, but I'm just saying that, something happened over the weekend that I really need to address and get off my chest because it just pisses me off. It just angers me to no end. So, okay, I've told you about dumping day, right? I say, on Friday, that's when they usually dump information that they don't want you to know about because quite literally there's no staff on the weekends to report it and no one is going to talk about it because it's how the government gets away with stuff, They don't want you to know this about Joe Biden. So they Joe Biden, has tracks on his underwear and they want to do the report, but they don't want to say that he has tracks on his underwear, but they just say it and they hope you don't even remember it, right? So, I don't know if he has tracks on his underwear, I'm just saying. But in the meantime, for those of us who are into the latest information about UAP or UFO, we have been waiting, for the government to say something about the findings that we've been, I don't know if you've noticed, but I haven't really done too many alien shows. Or UFO shows. And the reason why is not because I'm not interested in the topic. It just seems that everything is just kind of ground to a halt. Okay. And it's because we're in a political time. More people want to hear about politics. Blah, 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 blah. But the government, they've been holding on to information. And they've been like baiting us with information saying, well, it could be. But remember a while back, I was telling you that the AARO, which is the Pentagon's All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, okay, they have been around for a while, since 2012, as far as we know. And they were supposed to be the end-all be-all here of, what's going on. And, of course, Congress and senators are all, jumping on board. And David Grush gets thrown in there. He's a whistleblower. He's blowing whistles for a number of other whistleblowers about what's going on behind the scenes with aliens and aircraft and just crazy stuff, right? It was a whole mountain to mine out of a couple of years ago, a year or two ago, right? And it's all of a sudden just shh, don't tell anybody, shh, nothing's happening here, okay? Shh, nothing, dead, okay? And I'm preparing to go to a number of UFO festivals. Of course, in the summer and the springtime, I go to, sometimes I go to the McMinnville Festival. There's another one that's probably in the works that I'll be going to soon, hopefully. And of course, Contact in the Desert, which is the big one. Everybody goes to Contact in the Desert. Anybody is at Contact in the Desert. Okay. And so I'm so proud that they include me in their little gang of people to go there and speak about UFOs and speak about this stuff. So, I'm constantly looking for an angle. I'm constantly looking for something to talk about. And so far, nothing. Crickets. It's just pissing me off because I can't find anything. Well, Friday, bam, I found something. It's because the Pentagon, their little weaselly ways, they put out a report. And this was a long-awaited report that a lot of people wanted to know about. So the Pentagon kind of slips it under the door, slips it under the radar on dumping day. And they were hoping that nobody would see it. And the reason is because it appears that all of that defense money, the millions of dollars that went into studying UFOs, all of that big hoopla about, hey, we're going to come clean and transparency. Guess what? Turned up nothing. All he says, what the Pentagon says. Nothing. Big zero, zilch, nada. Okay. Now, okay, let's call me surprised. I'm not. But why were they leading everybody by the nose, including Congress, including all of their so-called informants, all of this interesting information, the military saying, yeah, we know they're there, they're happening, when you got to find out something. And then Pentagon says, we got nothing. There's nothing there, nothing to see here. Now, that doesn't mean that other departments in the government are not looking into it. Just the Pentagon has decided to just take a big old dump on UFO investigations. The Department of Defense delivered to Congress the initial volume of the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office's historical record report, which reviews the record of the United States government pertaining to unidentified anomalous phenomena. Now, the reason why they did this is because it was required by law. It's in the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2023. It was required by law that the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office give a recorded report of what's going on up in space, what's going on here on planet Earth with UFOs. But what they did is they basically said the same thing they've always said about the UFOs and the UAP. In fact, I would say that they plagiarized themselves by going after Project Blue Book, going after Case Closed Roswell, just going down the list of all of the debunking papers that have been issued by the government when we've had scientists and other military personnel saying there is nothing more so than a cover-up happening, and it's been going on for 70 years, and this is just another example of the cover-up continuing. I'll tell you more about that coming up on Ground Zero, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.